Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
That's the dangerous time that we're living in, that so many people right now in our society, that we're taking our liberty for granted. The things that we don't value, we normally don't honor. And what we don't honor, we normally dishonor, and we just throw away. And so the professor here, Walter Williams from George Mason University, he's an economic professor, he really begins to answer this question: does liberty end up destroying liberty? And why do so many people wind up, you know, destroying it? Why do we get to this place?
So, you know, wait a minute. You know, think about that. Too, he's saying is, and we're seeing people right now use the liberty that we have to speak against our Constitution, to speak against our government, to speak against our law enforcement officers, to speak against our soldiers, to speak
the very people that are defending
our founding fathers.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I mean, you're seeing that. They're actually, and they use liberty to get their foot in the door, the professor's talking about. I know you're going to introduce this, but I just, you know, I see that taking place. Because a lot of times we're thinking, just say whatever you want to say. But if you use liberty to take liberty away, that should be where the line's drawn and say, you can't do that, right?
That's right. In fact, let's go straight to the professor now. Take a look.
Oh, that's absolutely right. That is, they can use liberty to destroy liberty. They can use the, if you look at totalitarians around the world, they always start out, they are for free speech. That is because they need free speech to get their foot in the door. But after their foot is in the door, they want to eliminate free speech. And you see this all over the country. You'll see this all over the world. And we're beginning to see it in the United States. In Berkeley, that was the seed of the free speech movement. But now at Berkeley, they don't want any free speech whatsoever. So again, I think that we have to be very, very concerned because we're losing our liberty. And if you ask the question, which way are we moving, tiny steps at a time, are we headed towards more personal liberty or towards more government control over our lives? It'd have to be unambiguously the latter.
We are losing our liberty. Which way are we going, he said? Are we going to more freedom or are we going to more government control? This is so important, and we want to hear from you. We want to hear your comments. We want you to share below and let us know how you feel we're losing our liberty. We alluded to some of that, you know, already, but what are the ways that you're experiencing that? Because together we're learning out loud, and your voice matters, and that's why we want to hear from you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.